You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Hey, guys, we have an awesome episode coming. Before we get started, I'm going to be in Boston headlining Nick's Comedy Stop on January 16th and 17th. Come on out. Bring some friends. It's going to be a great time and an awesome show. Otherwise, enjoy today's episode. Welcome to TFM Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Freed, coming live from New York City's Upper West Side, Stand Up New York Labs. We're here every Tuesday with your emails, your questions, your stories. Thank you guys so much for sending those in. We just got another 50 emails this week. It's insane the response that's gone on. Please keep telling your friends and sending those emails. TFMPodcast@gmail.com. Again, it's TFMPodcast@gmail.com. I'm going to apologize right off the bat for my voice. Just spent the weekend doing some shows at Foxwoods, a little bit of drinking. Ran myself. I literally drove directly to Stand Up New York Labs to do this podcast. So apologies in advance for my voice, a little bit out of commission, but I'm ready. I'm very excited for today's episode. Been wanting to have her on for the longest time. Yamanika Saunders, thank you so much.
Yes, hello, thank you.
So pumped to have you.
I'm excited to be here. I can't wait to get started.
Yamanika is so funny. You guys all need to follow her on Twitter and on Facebook and on Instagram and on Vine. Everything's the same. It's at Yamanika, at Y-A-M-A-N-E-I-K-A.
Yes.
At Yamanika. She's so funny. So excited to have you here.
Thank you. I also have my own podcast too.
Oh, please talk about
it. That's on the same network. You
tape after us.
Right after you. It's called Rantin' and Raven.
Okay.
With Yamanika and friends, Side Eye Chloe Hilliard.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And give us a one sentence rundown of your podcast.
It's just me going crazy and fucking shit up, talking about shit, like keeping it real, you know.
And it's called Ranting and Raving.
Yes,
the perfect title. You guys will know after we get through this episode, you'll be like, I'm a Yamanika fan. And
yes.
I know exactly why it's called.
Yeah, I'm so what my fans are called.
Ranting and Raving. So pumped to have you here, guys. Keep sending those emails, tfmpodcast@gmail.com. We're here at Stand Up New York. You can go to standupny.com. Use the promo code TFM and get free tickets to a show. I just got a tweet from someone the other day. They came to the club, had a great time. Go on iTunes, give us a nice rating, 5 stars or whatever, you know, rating and star us up. We need the help. We want to keep this getting big and growing so we can come back with awesome episodes just like this one. Are you on Snapchat?
You put me on Snapchat.
I did. I'm like the Snapchat like leader. They should pay me for all this promotion I'm doing.
They should, but I uninstalled that shit like 3 days later.
I'm on Snapchat. I love it. I keep getting sent shit pics and fucking boob pics. It's great.
Yeah, my life is love boring. It. I have cats and I have real woman issues.
Yeah.
So all I had was like cats and tampons through my day, my history.
Cats and tampons should be your next podcast. Just
right.
Cats and tampons.
Pussy smells, squared. Yeah.
Pussy squared. Smells like shit. There
yes,
we go. There,
yes.
It smells like nickels. That's what it's
yes,
called.
Smell like nickels.
Yeah. So I'm on Snapchat. You guys can find me, JTrain56 on Snapchat. Some people wanted some shout outs. If you guys want a shout out on the podcast, just email in with the title Snapchat shout out. I'll snap you out. This one's, hey, Jay, mind giving me a Snapchat shout out? Girls need tit pics too. Oh, that's hot. Okay. At Passion of Anna, like Passion of Christ, but with my first name, Anna. So that's at Passion of Anna with 2 N's. Thank you very much and love your shit, Anna.
Hey, Anna. I got tit pics.
Yeah. So Yamanique will get on that train. Nice. Here's another one. This one's called Snapchat Shoutout and Tom Brady. Okay, Mon, shout me Jared. Get me this is like unreadable. Shout me, Jared. Get me tits and shits. I'd suck one to be Brady for a year to write myself a check. Ha ha ha. Never thought I'd say that. So he didn't even give his Snapchat name.
No, not at all.
He was just letting you know he'd suck a dick.
We discussed on the last episode that aired. So we have an episode that will air in between this.
Okay.
You know, so this will come out in a week from today. But we talked about, would you suck one dick to be Tom Brady for a year.
Oh, is he that good? I don't know about sports like that. To be sucking dick if
he's married to Giselle.
Okay.
He's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL.
Okay.
And he has 3 Super Bowl rings. So you get to be him for every dick. The hypothetical at the end of that podcast was for every dick you suck, you get to be him for a year.
Okay.
So you would suck a dick, become him for a year, or you could like suck 10 dicks and be him for 10 years.
Okay. And then what happens to him? He becomes who? Your shitty life?
I think he just recesses into the ether. Like, okay. I'm not worried about Tom.
Okay. All right. So, man, is it for anybody or just dudes? Because I could win that challenge and like.
You would be him forever.
Yeah, forever. Yeah. I'm like, get out of here, Tom Brady. It's a new bitch in town.
I love it. Guys, Snapchat, shout out, send those emails. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. We're going to get ready. I haven't read through these. I usually read through these pretty well, but I think we're going to just go rogue. I think, you'll be ready to go. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Let's do this. We got some awesome, we got so many emails. Jerking off too much. Is this even possible? Sup, fucker? I'm wow. Coming in hot from a town in Southern Illinois. A year and a half out of college. Was in a frat at the University of Illinois. Best decision ever made. Been listening to your podcast for about a year. It's fucking fantastic. Made sure to share it with my bros. Thank you very much. That's very exciting to hear. So New Year's Eve is fast approaching, and I'm spending it with a bro and a group of girls that I've never met. What do you, other than comedy, what's your favorite New Year's Eve? Do you have like a favorite, what's the best way to a fun New Year's Eve, you think?
Well, I spend, if I'm not doing comedy, I'm at church.
Yo, perfect. That's what we wanted out of you.
I'm ringing it in that's with the Lord.
That's why I brought you on.
Yeah. I'm like the dirtiest Christian you'll ever meet.
Yeah.
I'm either sucking dick on stage at church, one of the three.
I just think the key to a fun New Year's, mm-hmm. everyone hates on New Year's, and it's easy to do mm-hmm. because it's just that's what everyone says. You can get into that group think. If you plan your New Year's, if you take like 10 minutes to plan like a thing with mm-hmm. a bunch of friends, it will be good. Because people get jazzed up when they know what's coming for them.
Right.
So you need one friend that can put together some sort of itinerary and it will be fun. One year I got everyone to go to an 80s band at this place in the city, and I told everyone, dress in 80s attire.
Right.
And I was dressed as like a guy from Kiss. Like I wore like zebra tights and like a breastplate. I was like half naked.
And
all my buddies had like the suits with the rolled up sleeves.
Yeah.
And we all walked in, 10 of us, 80s attire, walk into this 80s band, and we're the only ones dressed
80s.
So everyone's like, and just looking at us in their like nice New Year's Eve coat.
Right.
Every guy does the same outfit where it's like the suit jacket with jeans.
Yes.
Like he's some sort of original fucking dude. So we walk in, they're all dressed in that. They're like, what the fuck is going on? Then we rage. So it was fun because we knew what to expect.
Right.
The worst New Year's are the ones where you go out and go, I don't care. I hate New Year's. But then you have to go out anyways because that's what you do. So you're going to have to go out. So give into it.
Right. I like
swim
to be
with the current.
Safe and stay in
okay.
as much as I can in an environment where if there's going to be a bomb or there's crazy okay. people around,
yeah.
I'm safe. But, the problem with New
Y2K
Year's,
must have been a tough year
oh
for you.
Oh, my God. I was like, can we get in the basement?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I cannot deal. I don't know. First of all, I was like, white people going to go crazy.
Yeah.
I try to be around as many black people as possible because we all try to, like, be sane together.
Yeah. That is one of the things. When you see black, like, you hear, like a big noise, black people are just running.
Gone. No, there's no. That's why we can't be detectives because we're not trying to find out shit. We are gone. You can't get us nowhere. Like, I can't tell you what it looked like. All I can tell you is I heard some shit that sounded crazy, and then next thing you know, I was in New Mexico.
Yeah, if you fart loudly in front of a black person,
I gotta get out of here. What the fuck was that? Okay. Grandma, that was your kidneys? Oh, okay.
So New Year's Eve is fast approaching, and I'm spending with a bro and a group of girls that I've never met. So naturally, for the last week, I've been saving up in the sperm bank.
Oh, my God.
In case one of the chicks wants to make a withdrawal. AKA not jerking off so I have a chance of finishing when I'm fucked up and wearing a condom or not.
This got to be a white dude, yeah, or not. Or not. Only white dudes go with condoms or not. Because black people are like, no, we had a high epidemic of AIDS. We are not around with this, you like that.
Yeah, this dude is doing a game time decision, as they call it.
Fuck
this,
the fattest bitch in the group.
Oh, really?
Yeah, fuck the fattest bitch in the group. She's going to be prime.
Yeah.
She's going to have her best shit on.
She'll be ready to go.
Oh, she got
to
outdo the other bitches
she
with.
Yeah.
Fuck her. She'll be the... Always fuck a fat girl on New Year's Eve.
There we go. That's the rules for New Year's
Eve. Yeah.
This got me thinking of why I tend to do this when I think I have a shot of getting some poon. So I'd like to hear your thoughts on my situation, because I feel like a lot of dudes may be in the same boat. So in college, like every other bro, my three favorite things to do were get fucked up, get pussy, and jerk off. That should be his Match.com profile.
That
my
has
three
been
favorite things to do.
Profiles that I've seen.
Yeah. Can you imagine a t-shirt? That's another TFM podcast t-shirt. Get on the front, get fucked up, get pussy, jerk off. And then on the back, it would say, this dick ain't sucking itself.
Oh my God. please trademark that right now.
Right,
I don't
now
think anybody's doing that.
Did one and three way more than two? Classic. When I was younger, I used to think jerking off before boning was a good idea. Mm. It would make you last longer. However, by my senior year and being in the double digits in chicks, I had a problem of never finishing. It fucking sucks. I could go literally forever. It got to the point where I'd fake blowing my load just so the sex would end and she wouldn't feel bad. Whether it be sober or with a condom or drunk raw dog, I couldn't finish. Literally, the only time I have finished was when my summer slam and I would bang it out in the morning, aka I'm so much sober. She'd let me raw dog. God, I miss the summer of two. Look, he's hearkening back now to his feet. He's hearkening back to his fuck summer.
To the summer of STDs.
Yeah, I thought that the solution would be not to beat off so much. I'm guessing, this is a very in-depth email about jerking off. I thought the solution would be to not beat off so much. I'm guessing I jerked off the normal amount somewhere in the 4 to 5 times a week. But who the fuck knows? Anyways, this strategy blows because 9 times out of 10, I won't get laid the week I don't jerk off. And then the week I do, I miraculously get pussy and I don't finish. The most successful strategy has been one time I had stroked it. I hadn't stroked it in like 4 days and got head. No dice. I know it sucks. Hence why for New Year's Eve, I'm trying to go over a week. It's a struggle. Anyways, sorry for the long email. Hopefully you can share your insight. Do I jerk off too much, or does my dick have a superpower or a curse? Depending on how you look at it. It's something I always think, worry about whenever I'm hooking up these days. Thanks, bro, for the advice. Keep up the awesome podcast, fellow former frat star. Now, have you ever been with a guy who just couldn't finish and felt bad about it?
Yeah, number one, that email came quicker than he did. And it's like, wow, dude. Here's the thing, and okay, I'm going to give him some female advice.
Please, this is why you're here.
And I'm a woman of a certain age. He's not valuing the pussy.
Oh.
So that's why he can't finish. He needs to take a break. And instead of worrying about hooking up, because it seems like he's already gotten his number, he needs to find a girl that he's into. And that's going to make him come.
That's a very interesting point, because we live in the day of Tinder, swipe, swipe, swipe,
swipe.
Yeah,
sex is everywhere. You know, sex is everywhere.
Yeah, you got to really have, you know, go. And sometimes you do, like you said, go for the fat one. Just fuck the fat chick.
Yeah,
you know, she'll be up for it. And sometimes you're like, yeah, I just want to get off. But if this guy's having a problem with coming, maybe he's just not interested in the people that he's bringing. He's doing a quantity over quality game.
Well, I say this, and no disrespect to the fat girls, because I'm a fat girl. I'm a big girl. You don't know these feminazis. These feminazis are crazy. And they'd be like, oh my God, she said fat. Nah, nah, nah. I'm a big girl. So before y'all start writing in emails and shit, another long email, I'm a fat bitch.
This is a pro fat girl podcast.
But what I'm saying is, what happens is, a lot of times, this is why I said the fat girl, because when guys look at, you know, these smaller girls,
yeah,
or these
yeah.
typical gorgeous, quote unquote gorgeous girls.
Totally.
They're all into, I want to fuck that, I want to hit that and have that, you know, pop off. sometimes when they deal with a bigger girl, they have to really get into, because, you know, their whole vibe is not like, oh, I gotta fucking smash this chick, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The vibe is like, you really get to know that girl. If there's some type of investment there, you're going to fucking come, because it's more than just a hole you're placing your dick
into.
Well,
that is the other thing, especially with, we'll go back to the bigger chick thing where it's like, you go with a girl, like, if that girl's not like the number one, you know, chick of her group, she's gonna come to fucking play.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that number one chick gets hit on every fucking night of the week.
Yeah.
And she's gonna, you know, that girl will probably fuck like a starfish. You know, she'll just sit there and be like, okay, I'm here. It's nice to be here.
But that's a good point, Jared, because maybe that's also another issue, is that he's fucking with girls who don't feel like they have to fuck him back.
Yes.
If I'm telling you, go up to Harlem. If you're going to New York, go to Harlem. Get you a thick sister.
Yeah.
And when I say sister, I don't mean your sister. I mean a black chick.
Yeah.
Get you a thick black chick with nice hips. She'll go to work. She gonna rotate them hips on you, and you're gonna come. There's no way you're not gonna come. Yeah. When a girl's putting her all into it.
Totally. And I think someone will put their all into it when you go for a girl that you're like, oh, this is my type.
Right.
You know, this guy, who knows what his type is, but there's a million types of porns out there, so everyone has a weird fucking type.
Right.
So he's out there looking for numbers, and that's probably why he's like, yeah, you know, I'm here. Dick goes in the hole. We're doing it. This is cool. I'm having sex. I never thought this happened in high school.
Right.
But he's just happy to be there when he could be ecstatic to be there.
Yeah.
You know,
but here's the other thing about jerking off that sort of cheapens the experience.
Yeah.
Not that I'm, listen, I flick my bean as much as I can. Okay.
Totally.
I'm surprised it's not a can in the store somewhere called Flick Yam Bean. But the thing is, you know how to take care of yourself, right? You know how to get yourself to the point. No one else is going to be able to get you to the point where you need to be. Maybe he's into freaky shit that he knows that he does to get himself off. He needs to tell these girls, listen, I need you to kick me in my balls, and then I'm gonna come, or whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? You need to let people know what buttons you push to get you to that place, so that they can push those buttons. But again, it goes back to, if you're just hooking up with somebody on a one off or a random chance, there's no way you're gonna build that type of connection and intimacy to get to that point.
I've said this before on the podcast. It is, you know, your sexual experience is better with someone that you have experience with.
Mm-hmm.
So like a girlfriend sex is way better because of the chemistry than one-off sex.
Yes.
Because you're like, I don't know what she likes. She doesn't know what I like.
Right.
So, you know, where he's, you know, in this position where he's, you know, looking to just bang out numbers, you're not going to have the best sex. So maybe that's a part of the non-coming thing. Back to the jerking off thing. I've been having this problem lately where I'll notice, I don't know if it's getting older, but I think the perfect jerk off, the perfect way to go, is you whack off. My parents are gonna be so proud. I've thought a lot about this now.
Okay.
So I think what you have to do, you whack off Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Then you don't whack off Friday, Saturday.
Chris is shaking his head. Yes.
Man, that's a good strategy. I'm listening.
Friday and Saturday, you don't whack off.
Okay.
And then if you hook up, great.
Uh-huh.
If you don't, Sunday, you hat trick it. You go for the three-peat. You go for three in a row.
Okay.
And now you get it out of your system. That's why Monday, you can go back to the, you know, you save up for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, one-offs.
Right.
You know, so I think we should all agree, as a, you know, anyone who listens to this podcast from now on, let's all get on the same whack off schedule.
You have your own.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine if we had so many people were like, yeah, I'm on board with this, and there's just like 10,000 people that were just like, yeah, we're just gonna whack off Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
And the clouds in the sky will be so misty.
Yes. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we'll put off one of those Pope flames when he dies. Time to whack it.
Oh my God.
So here's the TFM podcast whack off schedule, okay? From now on, we all whack off Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then if we don't hook up, three times on Sunday.
Okay.
There it is.
I'm with it.
Because what's happening to me, I'm finding out, is I'll like wake up on a Saturday, be kind of hungover, I'll punch one out, and I'll be like, you know what? Tonight, I'm not really into like this chase. And I find myself eating pizza more than hooking up on a Saturday night that I whack off that morning.
Right.
You know, I'm not into that. Like, you know, it's like taking that like juice out of me.
You got to take your time. And you gotta let it, like, there was times when I would fall asleep with a vibrator and wake up and the batteries would have ran dry and my cats are trying to get me up because I'm just doing it just to fucking do it.
Because it's a time. Yeah, there is a point where whacking off becomes like, you never have that point where you're just like, you're sitting around, you're like, I got nothing to do.
Yeah, bored.
I'll fucking do this. And then you're like, an hour later, you're like, what did I just fucking do?
Right, it was pointless.
Yeah. All right. Guys, send in your whack off schedule to tfmpodcast@gmail.com. tfmpodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Yamineika Saunders. Go find her on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Vine. It's at Yamineika, yes. Y-A-M-A-N-E-I-K-A. At Yamineika. She's so funny. She's so great. Go find her on Twitter and Instagram and all that stuff. tfmpodcast@gmail.com. Also, I am finalizing the spring college tour. I'm going to some colleges.
Good.
I'm very excited. I want to come to your school. So if you have any, I was just at Foxwoods and I did the show and I tweeted out like, hey, we got one more show. This was last night on Sunday. And I'm on stage and the crowd is like, Fox is a casino, so you know casinos, like just everyone's just, it's just a hodgepodge of ugly.
Everyone's in there.
Very nice people, but it's just like all across the board. You have so many different people.
Right.
And then I'm looking in the front, there's just two dudes in like, pastel collared shirts and khakis and boat shoes.
Oh, God.
And they're sitting there and I'm like, And I'm like, those two have to listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
And I look at them, I start calling them the Boat Shoes Brothers to the crowd, and everyone was laughing at that. They come up to me after the show. They're like, dude, love the podcast. I was like, I knew it. So that was really cool for me. I want to thank those guys for coming out. They were awesome. Had a great time. So I want to come to your school. If you even think there's a chance your fraternity or sorority or your school, you know, association wants to maybe have me, email my college booking manager, harryschmuckler@gmail.com, harryschmuckler@gmail.com, harryschmuckler@gmail.com. Get out to him, send him an email, we'll set something up. Let's go to the next email. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
This one's called Sloot Troubles. Sup, J-Train? Love the podcast. I'm a senior in high school. Sorry to disappoint you. Well,
actually, I perked up at it. That
yeah, you
is,
like
is
that?
Is he at least 18?
Yeah, like senior. We'll say he's 18. And I need some advice on what to do about this sloot.
What is that?
It's another way of saying slut.
Listen, y'all niggas gonna stop slut shaming bitches around here.
So we've had sort of an on and off thing. We're both into each other, and we're clear about it. Then out of nowhere, she starts hooking up with some tool. He wears clothes from PacSun.
That's why she became a slut.
I love that he's like, he's a tool. He wears PacSun. That's his reasoning.
What's the cool one in high school now?
I guess
Hollister?
Yeah, he'd rather him in polo, I think. The girl then tells me that she wants to just be friends. She said she still has feelings for me, though. Do I tell her to fuck off or what? Thanks, man. What do you think? You know, this isn't just a high school problem. This is more of like this happens all the time. You're hooking up with someone and you know, you're on and off and whatever, and then they go find someone else, and it's like, oh yeah, we'll be friends, and no, you're not.
Well, is that, I mean, I don't, what
does
is
he
the
do?
Issue?
Well, it sounds like he's still mad that he missed out on the hookup that he used to have.
Well, first of all, let me just say this. You're in high school, right? So, and not to diminish your status and who you are.
Go.
But when you're in high school, the perspective of life, you just don't have it yet.
Yes.
So there's going to be plenty of girls in your future. Don't decide you're going to kill everybody because you done lost out on this girl. No, of course not. Like when I look back on guys I was crushing on in high school and where I am now, it's like those guys are such a distant memory. Don't focus so much on this girl. Move on. Yeah. And here's the situation. In the future, if you really like a girl, don't just hook up with the girl. Commit to the girl.
Yeah, well, that's the thing where, like, every guy, you know, the dream of every guy is to have one girl that you can hook up with whenever you want while you still can go chase other girls. That's like,
but that's not the reality.
Because that's not the reality.
That's what guys want. But here's what girls do. Girls are gonna constantly move. Not every girl's about a commitment, but when a girl wants to be in a commitment, and it's about a girl feeling secure,
totally,
and having somebody who has her back.
Yes.
If you're not doing that, and especially if she's, you know, a girl that has self esteem and knows her self worth,
yes.
She's gonna keep moving forward until she finds someone that does that. And it may not even be this tool that did it for her. She just might be tired of your shit and used him as a launching pad to find the next dude that she wants to commit to.
It's really funny though, because you're totally right. And that is like, that's the game you're playing in. Mm-hmm. You have to understand there's a, you know, just because you're a dude who thinks he's good looking and, you know, crushing chicks.
Right.
There is a win and a lose.
Mm-hmm.
When you take the risk you took is you said, I want to be on and again, off again. That's the risk. The risk you took was to say, let's just hook up. And the risk is she has the ability to do the same thing as you and go find a new dude.
Yes.
And what's hot to girls is, what, no matter how big a tool he may look like to you, it's hot to her that he is down to just be with her.
Yes.
You know, so.
And no telling what he's doing.
Yeah.
I call it the light switch scenario.
Oh, please explain.
You're going to go to the kitchen, you're going to turn the light on.
Mm.
And then you're going to leave the kitchen, you're going to turn that light off. Mm. And you're going to keep turning that light on, turning it off, turning it off, turning it off, and on and on. At one point, you're going to go to that kitchen, turn that light on.
Ain't
going
to work.
It ain't going to turn on because it's burnt out.
Yeah.
So you're going to take that bulb out and put a new bulb in.
That's the best. This is a free fucking podcast, you listeners. That's great advice. That's the thing when guy, you know, I'm just like this guy. You want to hook up with a girl, but you want to, like, you know, look around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the risk.
Yes.
The light bulb's going to stop working after a while.
Yep.
She stopped dealing with your shit. And what you need to do, the only way to even have maybe a future with her where you guys hook up again,
mm-hmm,
is to move on and be above it. And listen, she wants to be friends. You're not fucking friends. Okay.
Yeah.
That friendship was shrouded in dishonesty. That friendship was all about getting you off. So you were nice to her so that you could get a fucking blowjob, which, fine.
Right.
But don't mistake that for actual friendship. You're not going to call her up to go to the fucking Knicks game.
Right.
You know,
like, right.
You know, that's not your first call. You're going to call your real friend who you want to have a real conversation with. So don't live in that unreality.
Right.
Move on. Find new chicks. And I know you're in high school, so you're thinking there are no other chicks. There aren't. You know, that's why you got to lock them up in high school.
Right.
And then when you go
Not in your grade.
Yeah.
But you only think about, in high school, you only think about your grade and your environment. There's a world that's out that's bigger than that. But here's the reality. If he really, this is why I don't think he can be friends with her, because he instantly went to calling her a sleut.
Yeah, well,
right? So it's done. Yeah. Or, you know, it's like, or.
Yeah, but he's a, hurt. I mean, in reality, he's a sleut too.
You know, of course, he is.
I don't, girls need to get better at creating words for guy sluts.
But girls don't do it because girls are so busy taking on the shame themselves and feeling the value of who they are. Women in this society is all based upon how we look and what our pussy value is. And it's not about who we are as humans. Now, if you really have had a good relationship with this girl prior and you have had conversations with her that have not involved you guys having sex, I actually say be friends if you can tolerate it. Because sometimes.
He can't do it.
Well, he's probably
can't. Talk shit on the pack, son, dude.
But
look like
this is what happens when you're friends.
Yeah.
Right? When you go, okay. Because sometimes, especially at this point where they're all trying to get to this level of maturation.
Yes.
The girl might just be looking to see how is he going to deal. Because if you're going to deal and be like cool and like be a good friend, you never know when this girl's going to swipe back around to you.
I have a good friend of mine and we used to hook up. And like, listen, this is very tough to do. Mm-hmm. It doesn't happen for every.
Right. Very rare.
Very rare. So and people were like, oh, it's so weird that you guys are friends now. And it's like, here's how I know we're friends. Her and I will talk about guys and girls that we're going for.
Right.
And if you can have that conversation and laugh at it and not get jealous and not feel like you judging yourself against the next girl that comes along, mm-hmm, or judging yourself against the next guy that comes along, because that's what happens. What happens when you become friends, and I'm putting it in quotes because usually it's not real friends, is you start to say, well, that guy isn't as good as me.
Right.
What's she doing with that guy? And you start valuing yourself based off of the next person they're hooking up with, which isn't the case.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It has nothing to do with you.
Has nothing to do with you. That's not how it works. So, but that's the trap of the quote unquote friendship. So if you really want to be friends with someone that you've dated, you have to be able to have that conversation without getting self-conscious.
Right, yeah.
If you can do that, important. Then you're real friends. Because this girl will talk about guys that she went on dates with. I'm like, let me see this dude. Let me see what he looks like. Let me judge him. Yeah, but I'm judging him like for her.
Right.
I'm like, you take, you know, like maybe he's a cool dude. Oh, this guy's a good looking dude. Go for it. You know, oh, look, he's wearing this Pac Sun shirt. What if I fucking lose her? You know, so like, but if you can have fun in that conversation, then you can do it. But most people can't handle that, especially females. And I've noticed that with girls. You know, when we first became friends, she was like, what are you doing with this girl? Mm-hmm. And she'd be like, you can't do what, you know, she's like, what do you think about me? And I'm like, don't do that. Don't fucking do that. And the minute that got resolved, we became real friends.
Right.
And we talk about shit. So I like that advice of the light switch.
Yeah.
It's great shit. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Yamaneika Saunders. Go check her out on Twitter at Yamaneika, YAMANEIKA. Go find her on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Vine, all that shit. Now, I'm going to read these next two emails.
Okay.
It's a no subject. The only reason I'm reading it is because the second email he sent was, I'm hammered, so excuse the typos. So I'm going to assume this could be a fun
read
for us.
I'm
so
excited.
Okay. So, hey, Choo-choo train.
Decent start.
It's a decent start. They give me new J-train nicknames usually. So this is Choo-choo train. I'm a junior at a top tier fraternity at college. Oh fuck, he said take that out.
Okay. I'll bleep it out.
Yeah, bleep that out. So I'm in a top tier fraternity. So I just got done with pledgeship. Oh, he's just initiated. He just got done with pledgeship, and I feel like an alcoholic Django. I don't know what that means.
I don't know. And listen, I'm black, and it better not sound like it sounds.
Oh, I don't think it is. So I have.
I'm sure.
Let's move on. I have a. Here's how I know he's hammered.
You want me to bleep that out?
Yeah, bleep that out.
Yeah, yeah.
He wrote, this is how I know he's hammered. He wrote, I've have a dilemma.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Concerning a sloot.
What is this sloot shit? Who started this shit? Is this like Fleek?
Yeah, this is the new Fleek.
Oh, my God.
S-L-O-O-T.
I can't.
Concerning a sloot that one of my pledge brothers has been working on. Before I go into detail, I'll provide detail.
Wait, how is she a fucking sloot if people are working on her? You don't have to work on a sloot.
Sloot is like chick to them.
Don't try to put a nice bow on this shit.
So before I go into detail, I'll provide detail. This guy's hammering. I'll give a backstory. He says, before I go into detail, I'll provide detail. I'll give a backstory. That's the fucking worst sentence in TFM podcast history.
He probably did go back and reread it. And he was like, yeah, perfect.
Yeah. he's repeating himself again. So I finished pledgeship, and to celebrate, we had a formal in motherfucking New Orleans. I had been talking to a girl who's a, he keeps saying the sorority and then saying redact again. So I won't say, I'm talking to a girl and she's a solid 876. So we have a rating system here on the podcast.
Oh,
girls and guys can use it. So this is
okay.
So you can face, body, personality. It's the area code method. So he's saying she's an 876, 8 face, 7 body, 6 personality.
Okay.
So she's sliding scale.
Yeah, sliding scale.
I've liked this girl more than she liked me particularly because she had heard about me hooking up with her sisters, so she didn't take me seriously. Anyways, she was my formal date and my NOLA roommate. So in case, if you're listening and you don't know the story, because we have some people that listen abroad that aren't in fraternities and sororities. So what a lot of people will do for their formals is they will take a trip to a fun city with a date. So I know a lot of Southern schools do it. Ohio State does it. My school wasn't known for this. We would do just formals at our fraternity.
I didn't pledge. I wasn't about that life.
So, but this is what they do. He's saying he went from his school with his date to New Orleans, and it's a fun time, and you shack up with the girl. You know, it's a honeymoon.
It's
all a large investment to get laid.
Okay.
it's like if a hooker had a
pretty woman.
Yeah, it's like pretty woman type of thing, because like no one's talking about the money that's being spent,
right?
Because we're like, yeah, we're gonna be my date, but date means I'm gonna pay for you to get out to New Orleans, I'm gonna put you up in a room, and I'm gonna make sure we're roommates.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so we're fucking okay.
So ended up okay. So anyways, she was my formal date, and my NOLA roommate ended up not being able to attend. So me and this girl had our own room. So people would do like two couples to a room.
That's awkward.
This was my chance to change her. This is my chance to change her mind. That's hilarious. That's, dude, you should never say. That's like the rapiest thing you could say to a girl before going on a formal. What? Oh, I got the room to ourselves. This is my chance to change your mind.
I want to just call shenanigans real quick on him about that six with the personality. Yeah, there's no way he's that into the girl and she's a six.
It's a higher number. I agree. First class ticket to Pound Town with a possible detour at Butt Stuff Boulevard if I played it right. So naturally, I fucked it up and ended up...
This is why you niggas can't get ass. I hope he didn't call it butt foot shit stuff, whatever.
Butt stuff boulevard.
Boulevard to this girl. Do you know how many dudes have fucked me? Okay, let me
That would be the best tattoo ever if a girl on her side just had an arrow like a that said butt stuff boulevard.
No, you gotta eat. You can't do butt stuff until you already in the situation and she just happens to be lying on her stomach.
Explain that.
Well, because you can't just ease into the ass. You know what I mean? Okay. Like, you can't ask for the ass. You can't, you know, kind of get into the mood.
You have to, like, I've done it before where I'll, like, what you have to do is you have to, it's like petting. Asshole stuff is.
A petting zoo.
It's like trying to pet a squirrel.
Right, right.
You gotta softly.
You better have a nut in your hand. I'm serious.
Yeah, that could be the name of this podcast. Butt stuff is like trying. The road to butt stuff is like trying to pet a squirrel.
Yeah.
Walk carefully. So let's go to the zebra. So I fucked it up and ended up waking up naked in bed with my pledge brother's sleut, who he had been working on but hadn't railed yet. So basically, I'm asking, should I tell him and feel bad? And should I feel bad? And for future reference, is it cool to hook up with a girl who your brothers are, who have brothers in their frock crosshairs? Frat cock is what frock is. Happy Hanukkah. Thank you for infinite wisdom and keep up the good work. You're fucking hilarious. Thanks, man. P.S. I was a pledge when you toured at my school, so obviously couldn't attend. So please bless my campus with your Jew frat material once again when you're on tour. Listen to this shit every week. Keep it up. Dude, thank you very much for the email. So basically he's saying that he took this girl...
Can I just say that entire backstory was immaterial?
It's fucking bullshit. Nothing to do.
I went to New Orleans. I slept with my brother's girlfriend.
Yeah. I slept with a guy with a chick that my brother's trying to get with. Right. Is basically what he's saying. Should he feel bad?
I'm flabbergasted because I didn't realize that seems like a woman thing. Not that I'm calling him a bitch.
Okay.
But I know girls really get into that. Like, oh, he slept with my friend, and our friendship is so strong. We never have a guy come between us. You're not valuing these women anyway, so what? Why put that energy? Why even put that out there?
So you're saying, if I can explain just a little bit, it's so you're saying that why does he like this girl is so immaterial to him?
Yes.
This girl is just a fuck to him. Why would it matter to go for a friend's girl? Is that what you're saying? Or are you saying this girl shouldn't matter to your friendship?
Not at all. I mean, here's
which
my
one
thing.
Is it? What do you mean?
No, like, well, it's a little bit of both.
Okay.
He has to make a decision, right? Okay. He's either going to do one or to do the other. You could go to this your brother, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
say, I slept with this girl. Shit got crazy.
Yeah.
And based upon how you guys value these girls in these situations, it should be like, okay, bro, oh, my bad, bro, that kind of shit. Or if this guy valued this, what you call a sleut, more than you valued her, and really was laying the foundations for making her legitimate, then you're stepping into a minefield, because this guy's gonna fucking blow up on you. So I think it more is he needs to have a conversation with his brother about how he feels about this girl and get a sense of that first before he gets out of there. But then the third tricky thing is, because now you're dealing with women, and women, we play a whole different game than dudes do. if this girl is going to use this shit as leverage at some point, if you don't fucking do right by her, right? So if he pisses this girl off,
then she
and she
the
knows the importance
of their friendship.
Yes, she will fuck it up. So he better just, if my suggestion is to keep a low profile and tell this dude about this girl at your 10-year anniversary. You know what I'm
saying?
Keep
it to yourself.
Yeah, keep it for a while.
Keep it to yourself and like, and kind of, here's it's I agree with you. I think there's one of two ways. If he likes the girl, if he thinks that he will put the time and commitment into this girl, which could be the case, like you know maybe he likes her and he's catching feelings for her, you need to sit with your friend and tell him, listen, I know you guys had like may have been texting, but I really kind of like this girl. I'm gonna keep pursuing. I just want to let you know because we're friends and I respect our friendship.
Right.
You don't even have to mention that you fucked her. You could just be like, listen, I'm kind of catching feelings for her and we've been texting and I know you guys have been, but I just want to let you know, like, I feel like I'm getting reciprocal feelings and I want to make sure you're okay with that. And you could go back to him and say that. If you don't care, you know, if you just, if this was just a fuck to you,
right,
then you need to not talk about it and push away from her.
And pray that she doesn't.
She won't bring it up because she doesn't want to look like a slut. And, you know, girls get on themselves like that, which I don't think is right. But I do think she'll say, if he pushes away and he says that was a fun night, but that's all it was. And is a gentleman in that way. Mm-hmm. You push away and just let it be. Let time take over at that point and don't talk about it. And I think this is the rules for hooking up with girls that you, maybe your friends are after. Mm-hmm. I would say if your friend is a fucking, like, is doesn't hook up a lot, stay away from that girl that he's working on.
Yeah.
I think it all depends on, like, the guy's place in hookup life. Do you know what I mean? Because, like, guys, you know, being a guy is a lot about confidence and ego. And this guy, if he doesn't get with any chicks ever, like let's say he's a virgin, he never gets with chicks, and he's been working on this girl forever, and you know, and the whole house knows that this is the girl he's been working on, don't do that. Let him live, you know, in this dream world where this might happen. You know, let him have his one.
I think they're all in a dream world. This is the only time I have heard of guys working so much on girls. And I don't know if it's, the college atmosphere and the high school atmosphere.
Okay.
But do not work on a girl that you don't value that much that long.
Okay.
Because you don't have, like, and I just want people to understand what a real definition of a slut is. You do not have to work on a slut. A slut is ready to go. No matter what the fuck the situation. Yeah. Your grandmother could be in the next room. She's like, are we fucking or nah? If you working on a girl for more than a couple weeks or a month or whatever, and you're courting her.
Yeah.
And she's not a slut.
Well, I agree. This is the language that they use, but I agree with what you're saying. I think that's very good advice because what you'll do is if you're working on a girl that you don't necessarily, that all you care about is the sex, then you're actually lying. You're saying to that girl that you're gonna be there beyond the sex.
Yes.
You're better off and you'll live a happier lifestyle if you're just like, yeah, you're down, and if she's like gonna take some work, nah, I'm gonna go onto the next one.
I want the men that listen to your podcast to understand this, and this is coming from Yamanika Saunders. You have to get this in your head. I know a lot of you guys feel like you're dealing with women that are taking advantage of you or playing you and doing all these things. The better man you are to a woman, the higher her standards are for men, and she stops being a slut, a slut, and a bitch, and a cunt. Because I'm telling you, when you fuck these girls that you're fucking over and you don't really want to be bothered with and you just want to fuck them, you damage them, they go out and they damage another guy, and it just becomes a cycle of just nonsense. Be a better dude and let a girl be. Trust women that sometimes a woman just wants to fuck too. Let a girl know, listen, it I'm not really into something serious. I just kind of want to do what I want to do. I like you, you know, on some fuck shit. And just be real. That way you can move forward in honesty and it's not all this damage. It's a cycle of a hurt.
Every dude should change their Tinder bio to, I like you on some fuck shit.
Yes!
That should be.
Do you know? I have the most honest guys who have been like, I just want to be on some fuck shit. I'm like, you know what? So do I.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in any shit anymore.
And that ends up being a more fun fuck.
Yeah,
because there's no like what are we gonna do after this?
No, you know, and then you can pack. Yes, nobody feels bad when they pack their shit up right after they fuck you and go out the house.
Yeah,
and you're like, why are you still here? You knew what this is about.
I love that advice. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Yamanika Saunders at Yamanika on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Vine. Go find her. Go support her. Awesome comic. You can find me on all those things. JTrain56. She won't let me bone. The fuck?
I'm already gonna like this one.
Hey man, love the podcast. I'll skip the bullshit and get straight to the point. She's a 787 who I met in high school. We've been going out for about a year and have boned several times. I love her. Oh, getting deep. But recently, she's been less open to taking a trip to Pound Town, and it's pretty frustrating. I love her a lot, but I don't really know what to do with the whole air raid drill due to sex. She lets me go down on her, but she won't return the favor.
We read this one last week. I was going to say, or a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, we read this one.
I don't care when you read it. Can you continue to read it and let me chime in? I've given my advice,
but you go ahead.
Let me just say, number one, I want you men to start really thinking about your numbers.
Okay.
She's a 787, but he's in love with her. You guys don't even have the respect.
That's the funniest part about the numbers.
No, but what is dumb is you don't even have the respect.
She's a 5 personality.
Right. I'm in love with her. She's a 212.
Yay.
It's like, come on. The woman you're in love with, she's not even, what's the highest number? 9, 10?
9.
You can't even bring the bitch up to a 9. So, like, are you in love with her because now she's playing the game and she's fucking frustrating you, so you're getting more emotionally involved because she's now holding something from you that you think you should have access to? You see what I'm saying? Here's the reality. A woman can call bullshit, right? See when a guy is going down bullshit lane. She probably is like, you know what? I don't want to keep fucking him and just giving him all the milk and he ain't trying to really buy the cow. And she's probably pulling her puss back. Or here's a reality check for a lot of you motherfuckers out there listening, although I love you in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
The reality is, she probably fucking a nigga that's getting it done. Anytime a bitch will make you eat her out and will not suck you off, she's getting it somewhere else.
Oh, really? Okay, I like that.
There's no way that a dude, just like when a guy sees titties and a vagina and he's ready to go for the most part, when a girl sees a penis, she's ready to go.
Uh-huh.
You either not doing it right. You need to sit down and have a conversation with her. Be real and say, listen, you know, it seems like you kind of pulled away from me sexually. What's the deal?
Here's what
will happen. Number one, she'll go, oh my God, he's not retarded. He can actually communicate. And that might make her want to fuck you even more. You see what I'm saying? Because now you want to have a conversation with her instead of guessing what's wrong with her.
Yeah.
Then you have that conversation and just tell her to be real and be prepared no matter what she says. Do not start stalking this girl because you seem like you crazy, okay? You said she's a 787, but you're in love with her. She ain't giving you the puss. You done ate her out. You waiting to get your dick sucked. This just has CNN all over it. And I'm just telling you, please don't get crazy, but have a conversation with her and ask her what the deal is and tell her to be honest.
Listen,
if you guys are going to invest in these girls, Take her out.
Yeah.
Take her out on a date and ask her what's up.
I think that was the advice we gave on the last, when this came up before, is communication.
Yes.
You got to talk about it. I know it's an uncomfortable situation, conversation. We think it's an uncomfortable conversation, but the minute you talk about it is the minute it gets more comfortable.
You know why it becomes a hard conversation for most guys? Because most guys don't want to talk because they know they're going to get talked into something they don't want. He may not really give a fuck about her in terms of, he knows the conversation may go to relationship and he don't want to hear that. Then he don't want to open up that bag.
It also may go to, you're not good at,
right.
You know, and that's a scary thing to hear. But the only way to get better is through communication.
Yes.
That's the only way to go.
If she fucked you more than once, you at least decent. So just take that on. You might be a 787.
If she fucked you at least once, you're at least decent.
That's true. No girl's fucking a guy that's bad more than once.
This one's called, let's go to the next email. TFMpockets@gmail.com. SATs, sweet ass titties.
Oh my God. I got to get the fuck out of
here. Dear J-Train, first off, love the podcast. It's the tits. Now to my question. Should I tell the girl I'm going to fuck that I'm a virgin? Long story short,
isn't it always the virgins that like all got these acronyms and so fucking hard through email and ain't never seen a puss, not in the day or the light time?
I'll never think of SATs the same way again. Sweet ass titties. I'm 18 years old, newly initiated into a fraternity, and I recently lost 35 pounds. So that, with that being said,
did you go to New Orleans and not hook up with your girl?
So with that being said, hoes now want the D, but I'm completely inexperienced.
Nobody wants the D from you. You are a virgin. Nobody wants your goddamn D. Stop.
Well, he's got one hoe back home.
And you haven't busted a nut in anything other than your hand. No one wants your D. Maybe, be casual about the shit.
You can't be coming
in strong.
No,
don't be so fucking cocky.
Yeah, so do I tell these hoes that I fucked like three girls?
Oh, my God.
I straight up tell them that I'm a pussy-ass virgin? Thanks for your advice from Money Signs.
Listen.
He signed his name Money Signs. This guy's awesome.
Of course. You know what he is? He's a white dude that listens to hip-hop.
Hold on. You know how at the end of an email says sent from my iPhone?
Yeah.
And at the end of his, it says from 3 Money Signs, and it says sent from my iPhone. Motherfucker!
Okay, listen, please.
I hope he sends that with his resume.
Let me chime in real quick.
Go for it.
Number one, and I've shared this on my podcast before, I didn't lose my virginity until I was 27 years old.
So you understand.
So I understand. I don't have the same pressures of a man, right? There's not pressures on women that much to be like, oh, you bitch, you ain't lost your virginity. Mm. So I get it. He's a dude. He's young. He's having fun. I'm just playing with you.
I hear it.
You know what I'm saying?
We know.
We get it. So, but the reality of it is you might find a really good woman to really take care of you if you open up and let them know you haven't had sex. Yeah. My suggestion is just kind of be cool with these young girls. Go find you an older woman
find a teacher.
Yeah, teachers. Yeah, like, I'm telling you, as a dude, you need a woman that if you've never had sex before, that y'all not fucking twiddling with forks and knives. You need a woman that's going to take care of you, really bring you out, jerk that dick a little bit, caress you.
I totally agree. Every guy should want their first sexual experience to be like the first time they got a massage.
Yes.
Okay. You walk into the room. The woman says, hey, I'm so-and-so. You shake her hand. She goes, have you ever gotten a massage before? No. Okay. Well, are there any areas that I can work on? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then you explain, my back's a little bit. I like my hands done a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And then she goes, okay, I know exactly how to make those things work.
Yes.
And how to rub you down.
Yes.
You now sit on your stomach, lay on your stomach.
Yeah.
And let me go to fucking work. That should be your. So where I agree with your advice completely. Like him coming in cocky.
Yeah.
I fucked three girls. That's only going to set you up for failure.
Yes.
So you need to come. If he's got a girl lined up, let's say he's got this girl back home lined up. That's like DTF, ready to go.
Okay.
He's got to be hat in hand. He's got to be walk in like it's the Great Depression and he's coming to, he's coming into the bread bank. Asking for an extra loaf this time, and he's gonna say, "Listen,
Tiny Tim, that shit,
Tiny Tim, it. Yes, you can't come in, dick swinging, like give me all the loaves of bread. No, you gotta say, please, please, sir."
Right.
Can I have some, please, ma'am?
Pardon me, madam.
Yeah.
Do you mind if I could please get a scoop of pussy?
Yes.
Just a piece of pussy?
Just a little pussy. So, and then what the best thing that can happen to this kid is this girl has like had a long-term boyfriend that she like has done it all with, and she's like, take a seat, lay on your stomach, I know what to do, let me work on your
back.
That's
also the secret to getting to butt stuff.
Yes.
Double. But the way he's laying, it might be his butt stuff. Exactly. If he's on his stomach.
I always go on my back first when I get a massage. You ever get a massage?
I get them exclusively by men.
Oh, really? I go with women. I love the same thing.
A man touching me all over, and I get completely naked.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. And I always wonder why they make you go on your front first. You know how they make you? I always ask back first. Here's a little advice. This is maybe advice you don't need. If you're getting a massage, they're going to say, do you have any preferences? Mm-hmm. You say, I have one preference. I just want to be on my back first. Because that means because what happens is they put you on your stomach, then midway through they're like, okay, turn over, and you might be falling asleep. It's your right. most rested time.
Right.
Then the second half is kind of ruined because you're like, oh, I just fucking woke up. I can't even get back into that Zen moment.
Right.
So go back first and then do the front, you know, sit on your, lay on your front second, so then you end on your most comfortable, oh, like maybe you're,
so you, you know. But you just canceled yourself from getting a happy ending.
Well, I mean, obviously, the, if they're Asian, then I switch up the whole plan. Guys, tfmpodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Yamanika. Thank you so much for coming on.
Oh my
so
God.
Happy to have
I'm
you.
So glad to be here.
Go support Yamanika on Twitter, Facebook, Vine, Instagram, at Yamanika, at YAMANEIKA. She's got a podcast, Ranting and Raving, here on the Stand Up New York Labs Network. Go check it out. Support her. Subscribe. We're going to come right back with news in a second. I can't say life's a bitch because what you make or make. Hey guys, welcome back. We're going to do some news. We just had Yamanika Saunders on. Yamanika, thank you so much for coming on and answering the emails.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
So fucking funny. So good. Go find her on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that shit. At Yamanika.
Yes.
Also, we bring in Mansamp from the booth.
I'm here.
Great to have you.
Great to be here.
Find him on Twitter at Mansamp.
Yeah. Or as Yam said on Ranting and Raving, Man Camp.
Man Camp. I did.
You could also listen to his podcast, the Mandatory Samson podcast.
That's right.
Go check it out. Fun time. They talk about news and cigarette commercials.
Yeah, Chesterfield cigarettes. Somebody actually sent me a snap today.
Yeah.
They were in Puerto Rico. They were at a bar and they're like, check this out. And there was a Chesterfield cigarette ad.
Oh, that's funny.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, it's funny.
So go check that out. I am also on Twitter and all that shit, JTrain56. Also on Snapchat, JTrain56. Let's get into the Instagram babe of the day.
Yeah, we're starting off with the Instagram babe of the day. We have Casey from the College of Charleston.
Ah, let me see.
Here, let's see. Can we all get in here and take a look? If you want to follow her on Instagram, it's KK_MARI.
Let's scroll down.
Okay.
Immediately.
Did she send this or somebody nominated her?
She nominated her. Oh, look at, she got fucking real.
Yeah.
Look at, hold on.
Wait a minute. Go back up. How did she go from that? Go all the way back up to the top of the page.
Yeah, the first one, the first picture is so innocent.
Yes, so innocent.
And then all of a sudden, the funniest thing, she's doing behind the back selfies.
Yeah.
That is next level.
Yeah.
Like knowing how to get a hot picture.
Well, you'll see as we continue. She's like, she's a workout kind of girl.
So
she, you know what I mean? But
so this is about fitness. Yeah. She's sitting on a ball. These fitness ones are the best. It's like they're under this like vague.
Did she get a hair weave? Because her hair's short in the top one.
Yeah, keep going. Let's see.
Yeah, keep going down.
Yeah, look at this girl.
She's,
I mean,
so
she looks
hot.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah, she's hot. She doesn't have
She
got tan as fuck in this one.
I just love when these Instagram
models. Look at the dog
models.
Looking at her like, bitch, have you found me a daddy yet?
Trying to.
Oh, nobody makes coffee in a thong, girl.
Who took that picture?
No, look, that's like muscle milk shit. She's like making
that's
little,
the thing.
Shake.
It's so funny. This picture, someone took a picture of her in the kitchen making a muscle milk, whatever, in a thong. Like, under this veil of I'm a fitness model.
Right. No.
She also. You know, and
no.
All you have to do is put a boner in there and it's porno.
Yeah.
She does look good.
She does. She's in great shape.
Yeah, but it's the same poses. I mean, I get it with her. Okay. So, I mean, what are we rating her? I give her, I don't know her personality, but I'd say I give her 8.8.
8.8.
8. I guess her personality would have to be great because she's doing stuff like this. Like, she seems like she's outgoing.
Well,
so I give her 8.8.
She sends her pictures in. I think that also this is a way of getting her. She is Jen.
She's
Seltering.
Got a little bit of a thigh gap, which I don't know if you white guys can deal with that, but the black guys love this little thigh piece here.
They do that.
The little circle thing. Yeah. That's in the little triangle.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. I'm
a fan.
That space is everything.
You have it, you don't have it. It is what it is.
Well, I ain't got it.
Where'd she go to school? College of Charleston?
Correct, yeah.
See, that's one of those schools that you would expect someone to look like this. Like,
there you go.
Yeah. Okay, 788. 788.
Go check her out. I don't know. I don't even know how I would talk to a girl like this. Like, she's doing all this gym shit. Like, does she just get off to like the followers? Like, is there? Like, there's no way. I've actually started tweeting at Jen Salter to try and get her on this podcast. You know who she is.
I love your tweets at Jen Salter.
Yeah, and I want to.
Why won't she do it?
She probably just doesn't know that I exist. I got over 100 favorites on Twitter. I was like, does anyone want Jen Seltzer on the podcast? She's the one that started this whole phenomena of take a good picture of your ass and makes you famous.
Right.
Well, then again,
The fitness stuff to it. So girls get into it because they're like, you're an inspiration. But like, you know.
And I hate to be the downer.
That's okay.
But it, again, and this is why I can appreciate a beautiful woman. Yeah, and I think this woman, I think she's a beautiful girl. And we hope that she ages gracefully because the real test of time is when these bitches get in their 30s, 35 to 40 and then shit start looking crazy. But, you know,
Saudi prince hopefully comes to save her.
Hopefully. But if you, a woman like this, I say do this for a little bit of time and then build up an empire some type of substance. Because
that's what I respect about her is she fucking has millions of followers. She's turned it into like a legit career.
Yeah, but no, I don't want it to be based upon what they look like because looks and all that shit wane. It really is.
Well, I think that's what it is. I mean, this girl has how many followers?
I don't know. I can go check.
Whatever amount of followers she has, it's not a million, okay?
No.
So there's a reason she doesn't have a million and one does. You know, there's a girl that's doing the same thing as her.
Right.
With just as nice an ass. That has a million followers.
She's approaching 30,000 followers. 30,000.
Okay,
so she's
whatever.
Doing well, but it's not a million.
But that's a big difference between a million and 30,000. The million is respectable because you're like, oh shit, this person went to fucking work.
Yeah.
You know,
but
you had to work
still,
to get that many
it's
followers.
It's still based upon, it's like, it's the same reason why the guy earlier was talking about he can't come. Yeah. It's like, we don't, I wish we get back to the time, and this is the Christian part of me talking, when we get back to valuing one another. And when you are.
We are. We have the area code method.
Well, I mean, you know what I mean?
Like, three-digit value.
Right. Not in that way, but it's, you know, when you become inundated, right? And I think it's really doing a dis. I think all this Instagram shit and this Twitter shit with these girls is doing men and women a disservice. It's doing women a disservice because women are trying to emulate these girls, and their value system is not about being a better woman, but just physically looking like something. And then men are also looking at these women. Nobody's looking to see if this girl is personality wise if she's great.
Well, that's what's so funny about like these, you know, the Instagram people. Then they're like, follow me on Twitter. It's like, no.
I just want to see you.
We just want to see this shit.
Right.
You know, like, and it's like, wait a minute. And then you see them telling you to like, you know, they post a picture on Instagram of them being like, you know, be a good person. No, you.
Right.
You live a very easy life to be a good person. You know, like, you know, people are nice to you all the time because they want to fuck you. You know, it's like, so what I'm saying, like other girls see this and they're like, oh, I'll show my body. Then I'll be able to say something.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be that way. It should.
Well, they think people will respect them because now I'm beautiful or whatever the standard of beauty
is. The followers are there because of the body. They're not there because you wrote a nice sentence.
Right.
So those two things become confused. And I think that's the toughest thing for a young girl to see is because it's like, oh, no. Well, if I show my body, then I can write whatever I want. Why don't you write something good?
Right.
And then you don't have to show your body.
Right.
You know, but that's a tougher road. You know, so let's go to the news.
First story we have, this is a classic one we're going to get into.
Yeah.
Kate Upton was named People Magazine's Sexiest Woman Alive.
No way.
The
title says, and I'm just a little bit confused, was the actual title of the article.
Why are they confused? Because she's... What do you think of Kate Upton?
I mean, nothing against her. I don't get into People and all of the other stuff and the magazine. Because the standard of beauty, especially me being a black woman, I cannot subscribe to this type of standard of beauty because it always is going to leave my people out of it.
Yeah, how doesn't the girl from, what's the TV show?
Oh, Olivia Pope.
Sleepy
Hollow?
No.
You talking about?
Olivia Pope?
Yeah, what's her name?
Oh, Kerry Washington.
Kerry Washington.
Right.
That
she's a
girl had the best year. Why wouldn't she be...
Because it's what the standards are. And I'm not, and you know what? I'm not going to shit against it. I just don't subscribe to it. So
I
don't really invest in it. And it's always somebody is the best this, somebody is a that, and this and that. And then we, as a society, we sort of get our minds get all melded up, right?
Yeah.
Because we start believing what people are telling you, right?
Yeah, you know, I would rather have People Magazine do sexiest rando. And have it just be some chick.
Regular person, right.
Regular chick.
This girl that was just here.
Yeah, the one that just showed on
Instagram. That's what Instagram babe of the day is.
I guess that's what it is. Sexiest rando. But it was just like some girl that like might talk to me.
Well, like, I don't think it should be this whole standard of the sexiest person and the most beautiful person. It really should be how, because especially with People being an entertainment magazine, let's base it upon entertainment more so than like aesthetically what somebody looks like, right? So you, if you happen to be a beautiful person and you also were a humanitarian this year or you volunteered or you had a very successful television show or whatever it is, like, let's start putting the standards on success instead of putting it on things that are going, our bodies depreciate every day. The older that we get, we have to invest more and more in keeping ourselves looking to a certain standard. So instead of doing that shit, let's say, how many people volunteered on Christmas at a homeless shelter to feed homeless?
Plus, Kate Upton has a man butt.
Yeah, we've done this. We've gone down this road. Yeah. Dude butt.
But who else is it going to be? Like, there's always going to be some woman that's going to be on that thing.
There'll be another person
that they're going to throw up there.
Nameless.
I will say this. Kate Upton, when she accepted the award, said, "This is such an honor to me because sexy to me means someone who's confident and happy." So she's,
fuck that bullshit. Well, fuck that. No, that gets me more angry.
I'm glad she said that because then it gives me a little more respect for her and the placement that she has.
Yeah, but that's an easy thing for her to fake. She knows that's what she has to say. I'd have more respect for her if she was like, "This is an honor to know that men whack off to me daily." Like, that would be like a real...
Men don't even read People magazine. That's a female magazine, you know, and it's just about... Just like men...
Yeah, this would make more sense if it was a Maxim, or, you know...
Yeah, but men compete with other men, right? Yeah. Based upon... Like, you don't get a great car and a hot chick because you really want a great car and a hot chick, you know, just on
you
the surface.
You want it to show your
want your boys to be like, "Oh man, I wish I had a car like that. I wish I had a chick like that." And it's the same thing that girls do. It's like, "Oh, look how amazing I am and how many men I can get to whatever, whatever." And then girls go, "Oh, I wish I was somebody that could get, you know," and people just losing their value system, which is why we constantly having shit like hashtag Ferguson and hashtag I can't breathe because niggas is too busy doing other shit other than focusing on being better human beings. And you got a great, you know, group of people who are going to be functioning citizens. They're all frat boys coming from a community of like brotherhood. Take fuck. I'm not saying don't fuck. Fuck all you can but take those skills that you're learning,
the values,
and be a better person. Make this place better because we can't fuck if we in war.
I agree. Be a leader. That's a Yamanika. You came here with so many messages.
Oh my God.
I'm so happy. It was like, no, these are really good.
It's the Lord speaking through me.
TF, let's go to the next story.
America's favorite porn star is retiring, sadly.
Who?
Who?
It's this.
Who's America?
Is it Bill Cosby? Because he was America's favorite dad.
Lisa Ann. She's a 41-year-old.
Let me see her. I might have seen her.
Like, based on like Pornhub, you know, they do those polls sometimes. She was selected in almost every state as the most popular porn star. She's 41 years old.
You know, I don't know.
This kind of speaks to your point almost, right?
It's but I want to call shenanigans a little bit on that because it's so many of these women that are like, everybody's like, "She's the most famous one." Mm. It's a lot of them. And I mean, how old is she? She looks good.
She's 41. She looks good.
She looks great. Yeah.
I know why she's the favorite, though. She has that look.
She has that girl next door kind of look.
Yeah.
And she's not the over-vamped, overdone blonde.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
she's
yeah.
like an unassuming brunette.
You see this in comedy a lot where like, you see like where guys go for like certain comic chicks that are like she looks like not too hot. She looks just under the hot radar.
Right. She's attainable.
Yes. But attainable. So guys will be more like,
she's the hot friend's mom. That's
the hot
like.
Friend's mom. Or like, even when she was younger, she was probably just like this girl. You're like, I could get that.
Right.
You know?
You know what it is behind her eyes? And this is what I'm learning as a woman as I'm getting older. It goes back to, I do this joke about being rapeable. Mm. And the thing is that I'm not rapeable, right? Mm. So that's why guys are intimidated by me, because I'm a girl that like, you're not just going to say whatever the fuck you want to say to me.
I'm very
present. Yeah. But it doesn't mean I'm not going to fuck the shit out of you. Yeah. But you know, sometimes guys kind of want that girl that's just, she's not going to do too much. She's not going to say too much. I can just use her as a piece of meat and fuck her. I don't have to have a conversation with her. This woman here looks like you say some shit to her that ain't right, she going to say some shit back to you that is equally unright.
Crush your dick. Yeah.
But at the same time, there's this this knowing sex appeal. Like, I know what the fuck I'm going to do things to you. Mm. I have this thing. You have no idea what you're about to get into. That's very good, sexy about her.
It's actually really funny that you bring it up. There's this, it's kind of a longer story, but she got involved with a hockey player. I'm a huge hockey fan. This guy, Michael Delzato, that used to play for the Rangers.
I just found out we have a hockey team here.
They're really good.
I had no idea. I'll go. You take me.
Okay, I definitely will. She had this relationship with Michael Delzato. He kept texting her, and he's young. He's like 20-something. Hook me up with some of your porn star friends and blah, blah, blah for years. Mm. Finally, she just like outed him on Twitter and was like, Michael Delzato can't get chicks. Like, he keeps asking.
Oh, my God.
And yes. Burned him. And then other porn stars came out and were like, yeah, he does the same thing to me.
This is the thing about porn stars. Yeah. I went to the AVN Awards. I've mentioned it here before. Mm-hmm. These porn stars, the stars, not the fucking amateur shit that you found on a fucking random search. The stars like her know their fucking shit.
Yeah.
They are business women. This is not a game to them. They're not, fucking is their job. And that's how they see it. They have found a way to separate the emotion from the job of fucking. And it's the same thing with the Instagram. The only way to get from 30,000 to a million is to be good at your fucking shit.
Yeah.
This woman is a famous, not because she fucks better than the next girl, because she probably worked harder at it. It's a lesson for life from our porn stars is to know.
No, it's true. If you're going to go in and be unashamed. Like, I've watched my fair share of porn.
Be a worker.
I'm not an advocate of it because, we all know that I'm a Christian. But at the same time, I said it.
A Christian that fell asleep with her vibrator on.
Yeah, and my cat. Meandering, but the problem is, like, you gotta go 100% in on the thing and be who you're gonna be and say, listen, I already know that I'm in a field where people are gonna think certain things about me and judge me in certain ways. If I don't have integrity in what I do, nobody else is.
I mean, this is a weird place to give this advice from, but it's the same for, like, if you're a kid that's like gonna go into the working world, you're gonna see right away that there are 30,000 people, 30 million people doing the same thing as you, making more money and less money.
Yes.
And there's a reason one makes a million and one makes 100,000 and one makes 50,000.
You gotta own your pussy.
Because there's guys that go out there and fucking own their work every day.
Right.
And there are people that are like, not sure. And it's when you fucking,
Right, well, it's being committed. You got to make the right choice every time you do something. Not going to do it, then don't
make
fucking
the choice 100%. Let's go to the next story.
This is kind of like a weird segue, I guess, but the list of songs the CIA used to torture terrorists proves they're undoubtedly the best pledge masters in the world.
What were the songs?
There's quite a few.
During our pledging, we played this song. What is it? It was from Stigmata. Mm-hmm. And it was from the movie Stigmata, I guess, where they go, and it's just like, meow, meow, meow. It was like the weirdest fucking thing.
It's not like that stuff. It's weird. Like Real Slim Shady, for example.
Oh, really?
They play for like 24 hours straight. Yeah, but think about listening to that for 24 straight hours.
Or Britney Spears.
Right. Take Your Best Shot by Dope. Dirty by Christina Aguilera. It's like this type of stuff.
I like that. That's hilarious.
The Barney theme song.
The Barney theme song would make me go fucking crazy. Yeah,
right. Yeah. Saturday Night Fever by the Bee Gees. This type
Barney's
of stuff.
The worst one.
And the Meow Mix theme was one of them as well.
Oh,
the
Meow Mix? I could do Meow
that
Mix.
Would send you insane.
Meow, 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 meow.
Times 10,000.
Times a million times.
I love cats. Oh, yes.
Any other stories?
No, that's what we got this week.
That's awesome. Yamanika, thank you for coming on.
Oh, I'm so blessed to be here.
So much fun. So great to have you. Go find her on Twitter, @Yamanika. Mansamp, thank you for coming and bringing the news.
Thanks for having me.
@Mansamp on Twitter. Go try his podcast, Mandatory Samson Podcast. Also, Yamanika's podcast, Ranting and Raven. Mm-hmm. Both of them are on the Stand Up New York Labs Network.
Yes.
I am Jared Freed, JTrain56 on all platforms. We will be here next week. Keep sending those emails, tfmpodcast@gmail.com. We will see you next week.